Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
We are back at the Shrine on Airline in Metairie. It's halftime. Edna Carr leads Jesuit 14-0 on this homecoming night for Jesuit. I'm Roseanne. He's Coach Lou Valden. And, Coach, you've been asking this question all night. Who schedules Carr for their homecoming?
Yeah, you got to be nuts. This has to be the first time Carr was ever somebody's homecoming, maybe in the history of the school.
It also leads to the question, who schedules St. Paul's for your homecoming? Ponchatoula did that tonight because St. Paul's has been on a roll as well, and they've been good for the last few years. So must be some teams that either have high hopes, lots of confidence, or a little bit of both.
It's your second-to-last home game.
Now, there's that, too.
Because your last home game, everyone has senior salute.
Night.
Yeah, so if it's your second-to-last home game, you're stuck. You got to play whoever for homecoming.
Yeah, you get stuck in that situation. But Edna Carr's defense doing a decent job holding Carr to only 14 points in the first half, including a nice stop at the end of the first half to send Carr to the locker room with only that two-touchdown advantage.
Yeah, but and Jesuit had a nice drive. They got down here, but on fourth down, they were held on downs in the red zone. So Carr gets the ball to start the third quarter. What Jesuit's got to do is every possession has an end and a kick. You know, hopefully you score and you kick an extra points, but you got to kick the ball, you got to flip the field, you got to make Carr have to. And with Jesuit's kind of, except for right around the end of the second quarter where Carr started getting plays in big chunks, you got to make them bleed slow, make them get first downs and have to move the chains in order to get points. But somewhere down the line, if you're the Blue Jays, you got to put some points on the board. If you go down 21-0, it's basically over.
All right, Coach, we didn't get a chance to do a full scoreboard at the end of the first hour, so let's go ahead, let's hit our scoreboard here and get everybody caught up on the scores going around the state since most of our games are at halftime. All right, let's go to club scoreboard. All right, Coach Lou, do your thing.
All right, Destrehan in Shreveport, 34-14, and that's pretty good for Destrehan. They have to travel across the state, so that's good experience for them having to travel when they hit the playoffs. Denham, Blue Jeans, Denham Springs, 21, Dutchtown 10. Big rivalry, Santa Mont 7, EA nothing. Shaw 14, Walker 6. Surprise score tonight. Brother Martin, 7. John Curtis, 3. Covington, 7. Slidell, nothing. Mandeville, 17. Hammond, 7. St. Paul's, 14. Ponchatoula, 7. Bonneville, 20. Erett, 14. Chalmette, 10. North Shore, nothing. Salmon, 13. Fountain Blue, nothing. Hornville, 28. Central Lafourche, 0. Earlier today, Country Day, 49. Sarah Reed, 0. De La Salle, 7. Landry, 6. It is Belchase, 21. Patterson, 13. St. Charles Catholic, 14. Legacy, who just assumed playing the Catholic League. They've played almost every Catholic League team so far. St. Charles, 14. Legacy, 12. Lakeshore, 21. Pearl River, 0. Living La Vida Lucha, 21. E.D. White, 17. Riverside, 21. West St. John, 0.
And those are your scores from across the metro area, and we'll have more scores as we go throughout the night. So to answer your question, to go back to the point about scheduling a dominant team for homecoming, Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, someone just checked in. I remember when J.D. Meisler scheduled Grace King for their homecoming. Final score, Meisler 78, King 0.
Yeah, well, that's a smart deal to do for homecoming.
Right, you make sure you get a game to where you can win, maybe not 78 nothing, but at least a game that's winnable.
Well, you don't want the homecoming dance to look like a funeral.
You're right. There's that, and having gone to Beauchamp High School back in the day, many of the homecoming dances, well, with that said, people were going to have fun at the dance anyway, regardless of what the homecoming score was, because with the exception of our senior year, we knew we were getting trounced at homecoming because it never failed. Homecoming was typically scheduled in the middle of the season, and that was when we would wind up playing Northside, which back in those days was going to the Superdome almost every other year, or Bro Bridge, which we mentioned earlier, won the state championship in 05, or St. Thomas More, which at that point could never get over the hump out of the semifinals. Then they go to 5A and win a state championship in the mid-aughts, and they became the dominant force that
they
are.
If you're going to play call for homecoming, have your homecoming dance tonight where everyone's happy.
Yeah.
And then get drummed tomorrow.
Which, considering the stadium situation in New Orleans and the official situation, probably would have been an option because you'd have found a place to play and you'd have had officials who'd have wanted to work. Other scores from around the state of Louisiana checking in some of the other areas. Barb leads New Iberia 42-0. Thibodeau over H.L. Bourgeois 6-3. West Monroe 14. Washtenaw Parish 7. West Monroe. Watch out for them in Division I non-select.
They're back.
They are back. They went through a few years where nobody knew or where they didn't know if they would have the same coach from the previous year. Because, and this is for better or for worse, West Monroe's fan base treats their football program as if it's a Division I-A college program or professional program. If their coach isn't performing, they want him gone, no ifs, ands, or buts. And as a result, they went through three coaches in the span of about 4 or 5 years. But now the new guy comes in, he's got this team back to form, and this looks like the West Monroe, maybe not of the Don Shouse era, but certainly this looks like the West Monroe we've all come to expect.
And if they look back and they see, and if they're patient with this guy, you know, you had Don Shouse that was there forever. Then you had Arledge that was there forever. And then when Arledge got out, so you had two coaches that had West Monroe on the top of the mountain. And then you have the revolving door where you're not getting back to the Superdome. So be patient. Let this guy build a program. Curtis must have woke up because they scored 14 unanswered points. So it's John Curtis, 17. And Brother Martin, 7.
There you go. Staying in North Louisiana, Neville leading Ruston 23-13. This is a Ruston squad that was on a roll. They lost to an out-of-state program last week, and now Neville has them on the ropes at the half.
Again, you know, well, Neville, you know, they're always going to be a really good football
yeah.
team. I remember when they went to the Superdome and they were 4A, everyone said, I mean, Neville was the best team any classification. for like 2 years in a row.
Yeah. And Neville, wouldn't be surprised if we saw them play Russner, if we saw any of those teams in District 2-5A meet up in the playoffs, because they're just that good. Salmon leading Fountain Blue 13-7. Mandeville leads Hammond 17-7. Airline leads Haughton 22-21 in a, what was expected to be a shootout in Northwest Louisiana. Central leads our Central trailing Catholic of Baton Rouge 22-14. That went at the half. Liberty leads Zachary 24-17. Jimmy Zachary led Opelousas to a state championship 2 years ago after Opelousas had floundered, and that's being nice, for the better part of two decades. Took that program, which could not find talent. He got talent that stayed away from that program, at track runners, jumpers, basketball players, got them to play football, took them to a state championship. He's doing the same thing at Liberty, a program that had been down. He's getting athletes to play and getting the most out of those athletes. And right now they lead Zachary. Last year, if you'd have said this was going to happen, we'd have laughed at you.
Well, it's called buy-in. You know, you get, you go in there. Well, first of all, he's got skins on the wall. He goes in there with a, you know, with a record, and he's got the ability to sell the kids on his program, and he's got buy-in, and it's paying off right now. And then we got another score here. Kennebra Discovery 20, Ben Franklin 10.
I want to go to Archbishop Shaw Eagles for a little bit. They're leading Walker 14-6 right now. This is a Shaw team that early in the season, we weren't sure if they would get back to what we saw last year, if they'd get back to that state championship form. But they woke up. They beat Lafayette Christian, and since then they have been rolling. What has Hank done to get this team back on track?
Well, you know, it's almost a carbon copy of last year. Last year they lose the car, they lose the Rummel. This year they lose the car, they lose the Rummel, and then they start winning. But the difference between last year and this year was last year Shaw was loaded on offense. You got a quarterback that signed D1 football. You have a Michigan running back. You have a Michigan wide receiver. All those, every human being that touched the football last year for Shaw is gone. He takes a cornerback and makes a quarterback out of him.
Wow.
So it's kind of taken a little while for the offense to catch up. But the last couple of weeks, they really have. Franklin, the running back, 2 weeks ago, had a really good game. Alan Shaw, the quarterback, was up for Metro Player of the Week last week. He had a really good game. So they're kind of coming around. You know, Shaw's offensive line's young. Really, they have Belchase coming up, and they have St. Charles Catholic. That'll be a really, really good game. It'll be in Marrero. So we'll see. You know, that'll be a good sticking point to see how good Shaw is going into the second season. But if offensively, if they can find a way to get better every week, and peak for week 11, they got a chance to repeat because they're pretty good on defense. The one thing, and it's, you know, they're not struggling. They're winning against Walker. It's all matchups. Shaw is more of a athletic speed team. They don't have a lot of real big guys on defense. They got guys that can run. And so they don't match up with, like, the Rummels. They had a tough time against De La Salle, who had an unbelievable offensive line. Walker's gigantic up front. So they don't really match up against teams that have big, big offensive lines. But they do match up against athletic teams like Lafayette Christian, like St. James. So, you know, if they get the right draw in the playoffs, where they're playing the Kennedys and Madison Preps and all teams that they kind of match up with, they got a chance to get back.
And lastly, the best mascot in all of Louisiana high school sports, the Loyola Prep Flyers. They have a Snoopy and a Sopwith Camel as their mascot, as approved by the Charles Schulz Estate. Right now, they're in the lead of their game over Woodlawn of Shreveport. The score there right now is 28-14, if we read that score right. But again, no, 35-14 now. They scored again just before the half. So those are your scores from around the state. We'll have more scores as we go throughout the evening. Let's go ahead, hit a quick commercial break while we have the opportunity. And before we go to break, we need to congratulate a couple of big winners this week. First off, we need to congratulate our Dr. Pepper, Harold Perkins Jr., New Orleans Prep Player of the Week. And this one is a kid who comes from Springfield High School. He is an edge rusher, and his name is Hunter Stagg. Now, Hunter is the definition of a scholar athlete, a 3.5 GPA, and he does all that while balancing being a football player, while balancing a job, his family friend commitments, and flight training. This kid is about a month away from earning his private pilot's license. He's always wanted to fly, and now he's getting his opportunity to do that. And on top of that, he's a Marine poolee. He decided to join the Marine Reserves after graduation, so he'll be joining our armed forces once he gets his diploma. He also plans to attend either LSU Alexandria or Louisiana Tech for, you guessed it, professional aviation. This kid was born to fly. He's flying on the field. He's flying high in life. And he is this week's Dr. Pepper, Harold Perkins Jr., New Orleans Prep Player of the Week. Hunter will receive a football autograph by Harold Perkins Jr., and he'll also be entered into a drawing to win a $5,000 scholarship courtesy of Dr. Pepper. And your favorite player could be the next Dr. Pepper, Harold Perkins Jr., New Orleans Prep Player of the Week. Like Hunter, this week's winner will receive an autographed ball and will be entered to win that scholarship. We have a link to nominate your favorite player to be the Dr. Pepper, Harold Perkins Jr., New Orleans Prep Player of the Week at WWL.com. We also need to say congratulations to our Acadian Ambulance Athletic Trainer of the Week, Amani Barber. She is a senior at Etna Carr. She says the energy of the game and the Friday Night Lights and Cougar Pride drive her to want to be the best trainer she can be for her teammates. She wants to study biology and either go into sports medicine or become a veterinarian. So she has a couple of options there, and she certainly wants to stay in the medical field. And if you want to get in the medical field, check out becomeamedic.com/WWL, Acadian Ambulance, and the National EMS Academy, now enrolling for their upcoming EMT class. It starts in a few weeks from now, November 17th. The class is in Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Covington, and in Thibodaux. Orientation sessions for the new class will be held on November 4th and 5th. It's a hybrid 12-week course, combines online academic work with hands-on skills training, and training with the National EMS Academy is a direct path to a rewarding career with Acadian Ambulance. And that career can take you in many different directions. You'll certainly make a difference to be part of something bigger, whether you become full and part-time with Acadian Ambulance or whether you go into another field, such as becoming a nurse or a doctor. This is a perfect pathway to all of those opportunities. And keep in mind, tuition reimbursement is available when students successfully complete EMT training and sign a work agreement with Acadian Ambulance. So much more as well when you sign on with Acadian and go through their National EMS Academy. Go to becomeamedic.com/WWL to learn more and to get started on that life-changing career. That's becomeamedic.com/WWL. Acadian Ambulance, a proud presenting sponsor of the Manning Family Children's WWL Prep Football Roundup. We'll pause for this break. We'll come back with more of the Manning Family Children's WWL Prep Football Roundup presented by Dr. Pepper and Acadian Ambulance right after this on the Big 870 WWL. We're back on the Manning Family Children's WWL Prep Football Roundup presented by Dr. Pepper and Acadian Ambulance. Ian Ozan, Coach Lou Valden at the Shrine on Airline. And Coach Lou, during that commercial break, you had the highs and the lows of the Jesuit offense, the special teams unit stealing a possession from Carr, but the offense after that couldn't get anything to go.
Yeah, they open the second half with an onside kick. They get it. They drive down. It's 4th and 1, and then they pitch the ball to the wide side of the field. That's not a very good option against a Carr defense that can run very, very fast. They stuffed them. And then.
Now, deep ball just outside the grasp of receiver. John Johnson was almost on the money there.
Jesuit shift to like a polecat formation where they just kept their center around. Looked like kind of like a swinging gate some teams do on an extra point. And they threw an out route, and the guy made the catch, but he didn't have enough for the first down.
I don't want to be one who second guesses a coach because, to quote Howard Cosell, I never played the game, I've never coached the game. But there are a ton of opportunities that Jesuit has had tonight, and I feel as if the play calling hasn't been the most optimal for those situations.
No, they had two opportunities on 4th down, one right here, the last possession, and then they in the red zone and they went for it on 4th down and didn't get it. So there's been two opportunities where Jesuit, and it wasn't that Carr stuffed them. It was just kind of questionable calls on 4th down where they run in east-west instead of north-south against this Etna Carr defense. And, you know, you don't have the speed to do that kind of stuff. And that's the kind of stuff where you're burning the clock, you're doing everything you're supposed to do, but somewhere down the road, you got to light up some bulbs on the scoreboard, and that was two opportunities Jesuit had to really maybe tie this game.
Let's go ahead and check in on the phone lines. Our correspondents are checking in from around the state. Our De La Salle is playing L.B. Landry. Hank Brady is there. Go ahead, Hank.
Just coming out of halftime here on senior night. It's 12-7. Landry leads right now. We're about to get into the third quarter. Ronald Crawford, a defensive tackle for the Cavs, got ejected early in the game for unsportsmanlike conduct. Landry took that penalty, and they went on a 52-yard scamper by quarterback Warren Davis, who planted a foot into the ground, one juked everybody, then went off to the races. Then the Cavs will come back on a 7-play, 67-yard drive, 16-yard touchdown reception from Gio Sanchez, a beautifully thrown ball by Eric Valentine. So Landry, one more score before the end of the half, 37-yard touchdown by Chris Griffin from Warren Davis. All by itself in the end zone. He out-jumped everybody. He's a 6'3 guy. Came down with the touchdown. 5 plays, 79 yards on that drive. So 12-7, Landry leads. We're just about to start the third quarter here at Morris SXF Stadium. I'm Hank Brady for the Manning Family Children's WWL Prep Football Roundup.
Thank you, Hank. Appreciate it. Let's go ahead and check in with Eric Laborde. He's at Ponchatoula at St. Paul's at Ponchatoula, I should say. Eric, what's the latest?
Hey, guys, with 8:49 left in the third quarter at St. Paul's 24, Ponchatoula 7. We got there. Ponchatoula went 3-and-out with about 6 minutes left in the second quarter. On fourth down, the punt was partially blocked. St. Paul's took over on a Ponchatoula 42. They drove it down to the 15. St. Paul's kicked a 33-yard field goal from Carter Pearson to make it 17-7. And then after another Ponchatoula 3-and-out, St. Paul's took over at their own 48. They took it 10 plays, aided by a fourth-down conversion on a Ponchatoula 24. 2 plays later, Cody Corrales took it in from 15 yards to make it 24-7 with 1 minute left in the half. Ponchatoula took the opening kickoff in the second half. They drove it all the way down to midfield. St. Paul's Christian Martin just picked it off on the 25-yard line, and that's where we stand right now. St. Paul's has possession of the ball with 7:59 left in the third quarter. St. Paul's 24, the Green Wave 7. This is Eric Laborde reporting from the Swamp. Back to you guys.
Thank you, Eric. Let's go to Thomas Hemel, Riverside, hosting West St. John. Thomas, what you got?
Hey, guys. The extra point just before the half, Riverside 43, West St. John 0. Last time we spoke, it was 21-0 Rebels. West St. John had the ball deep in their own territory. They were sacked in the end zone. That safety made it 23-0 Riverside. The kickoff, Riverside gets it at midfield. First play from scrimmage. Chris Becknell on the screen. He takes it 45 yards for the score. PAT by Rouse is good. Next West St. John series, Jace Trostclair comes up with the interception. He runs it back inside the red zone. And 3 plays later, Jaden Ibikwe for his third score of the night takes it in for the score. And that's where we stand at halftime. It's Riverside Academy 44, West St. John 0. Live from Riverside, I'm Thomas Email for WWO.
Thank you, Thomas. Looks like you're not going to be there much longer. 44-0 in the half. They're going to be running the clock all throughout the second half. Let's go down to the sideline of our game here, the Manning Family Children's Game of the Week between Edna Carr and Jesuit. It's still 14-0, 6.5 to go in the third quarter, but it's first and goal for Edna Carr. Let's go down to Jason Joubert. And Jason, Jesuit had their opportunities. They couldn't get their offense going after the onside kick. Meanwhile, Jesuit gets the ball back. They go the other way, and they just punch it in for another touchdown.
Yes, you just gave the perfect recap. I could not get the number of the young man who just scored, number 24. I'll get his name in a minute here. But, yes, as soon as Jesuit had that onside kick, looked like they had a lot of energy going. Again, they went 3-and-out. Excuse me, 4-and-out when turnover on downs. And then Carr just drove down the field, brought the score up to 20-0. The point after touchdown is up, and it is good. So currently,
wide left.
Y'all got me?
Yeah, we got you. It was wide left from here. He shaped it.
I'm so glad you corrected me. So score right now is Carr Cougars 20, Jesuit Blue Jays 0. With 6 minutes and 21 seconds left in the third. Coach Brown's team is ready to go, guys, and they should put this one away pretty soon here, unless Jesuit can
now,
get
Jason,
something going on offense.
Now, Jason, before you go, I got to ask you this, because you're down there, you have a different vantage point from us. From what you saw, or what you're seeing from Jesuit during their offense, is it a matter of the play calling? Is it a matter of Edna Carr busting up those plays? Why isn't Jesuit's offense able to get anything going tonight?
Well, they looked like they had a couple. They were doing those out, those deep out routes. And for whatever reason, I don't know if Carr just started queuing in on it or Jesuit just stopped making that call. But they just are not able to get a running game going. So, and Carr's coming in at them. I mean, their defense is solid. I mean, this is the number one team in the state of Louisiana, number 10 in the country. And they're playing every bit of it. Their defense is playing lights out, wanting to stop them. I don't know if it's the play calling so much for Jesuit. I just don't know if they're having the opportunity, to be honest with you, Ian.
No, you're right about that, because Edna Carr, they are as good as advertised. There's a reason why they're number 10 in the United States, number one pound for pound in the state of Louisiana. They're proving it tonight here at the Shrine on Airline.
One penalty. They jumped off sides on defense. Other than that, the Carr Cougars, not only are they good, they disciplined.
I was about to say, they are disciplined to a T.
No dead ball penalties. They have been very, very – I mean, Jesuit hadn't – I think that's the only penalty so far this game was, you know, Jesuit kind of got him to jump one time when they had the ball. Other than that, it's been pretty much a penalty-free ball game.
Yeah, it's been a clean game, and that's a credit to both of these teams, where they're playing error-free, clean football. It's just a matter of who's executing plays and who's penetrating downfield more. And right now, it's Edna Carr who's getting all the penetrations. Save for one drive by Jesuit, they got to the three-yard line, not able to punch it in. Thank you, Jason Joubert, by the way, for the sideline report here at the Edna Carr-Jesuit game. Let's check in Lafayette. Brandon Como, well, actually, this is in Crowley, Lafayette Christian Academy at Notre Dame. Coach Louie Cook trying to wrap up another district championship, but they've got to beat LCA to do it. Brandon Como is there. Brandon, what you got? Brandon Como there checking in. And Braylon Walker, that quarterback from LCA, he's a Louisiana commit, but I wouldn't be surprised if he goes transfer portal or changes that commit to go somewhere else. That kid is legit, and he's going to get a chance to play somewhere. Jesuit just threw the ball away, interception, and returned into Jesuit territory near the 35-yard line. And that's the first mistake we've seen Jesuit make tonight.
They came out in that swinging gate formation where the center ran out. They put an eligible receiver at center. No one covered him, and they kept him in the block. If they would have sent him out, there was nobody on him. He was an eligible receiver. He was the end guy on the line of scrimmage. So, again, that was an opportunity Jesuit could have had to have a big play.
You're absolutely right. Jesuit needed a big play. Instead, Edna Carr comes up with yet another big one, the first takeaway of the night. Brent Dufresne at Pearl River. They're hosting Lakeshore. Brent, what you got?
Hey, with 6 minutes and 14 seconds left to go in the third quarter, it's 35-0 Lakeshore. And we got there with 3 minutes and 7 seconds left to go in the second quarter, being 14-0. Lakeshore High School took over on their own 23. And they drove 77 yards, 2:42 off the clock. Brody Ludemont from Lakeshore ran it in for his second rushing touchdown of the game, and Jackson Schimmel's kick was good, making it 21-0. Starting the third quarter, Lakeshore got the first possession of the game, and after a failed onside kick by Pearl River, they took over on Pearl River's 49-yard line. The Titans went five plays and was capped by Sean Browns running it in from the 9. The PAT was good. The drive took 1:41 off the clock.
Hey, Joey, Bonneville and Aaron.
Lost Brent there. Who's that on the line? Is that Joey Brewitt, Bonneville and Aaron? Joey, is that you?
It is me, actually. Ian.
All right,
yes,
go ahead.
Sir. Over here on the West Bank, it's the Bonneville Bruins 20 to John Aaron's Patriots 14. Aaron received the kick to open the second half and began at the 20 after a touchback. The Patriots made a first down, but then punted after three more plays. Bonneville had a roughing the kicker penalty on the punt, and Eric kept possession. Eric suffered a big loss on a sack and faced the 4th and 28. That punt had no penalties, and Bonneville began at their own 11. The first play from scrimmage netted a 24-yard gain. Two more plays got the Bruins to midfield. Right now, Bonneville has the ball. It's going to be 2nd and 8 at the Eric 40, and with about 7 minutes to play in the third quarter, it's Bonneville 20, Aaron 14. Reporting from the West Bank, this is Joey Brewitt. Back to you, Ian.
Thank you, Joey. Let's go back to Tioga in the West Washita game. James Hall's there. James, what you got?
Hey, guys, we're a minute 25 here to go in the third quarter. It is a Tioga Indians all over West Wichita, 42-0. Tioga would get the ball to start the second half out of the half. Kervin Johnson takes the opening kickoff, 65 yards for a touchdown. PAT was good. Then West Wichita would get the ball back. They would fumble. They would throw a pick. It was a pick six. It was called back. And then Angelo Shelton catches the curl route in the right flat, turns upfield, and scores a 25-yard touchdown to put Tioga up 40-0. That would get a two-point conversion. So it's 42-0 with a running clock here at homecoming on the reservation tonight. Tioga all over them. James Hall, back to you guys.
Thank you, James. Appreciate it. Let's go back to the sideline of our game here at Nicard Jesuit. Jason Joubert's there. Jason, what you got? Okay, so Jason's not there. We'll check back in with him in a second. Let's go back to Central. They host Catholic Baton Rouge, and that's where Andrew Greenstein is. Andrew, what you got?
Quarter here at Central, and Catholic now lead Central 29-14. Now, let's go back to late in the first half. For Catholic, Nassif Graham kicked a 37-yard field goal with 2 minutes and 9 seconds left. This stretched the Bears' lead to 22-7. But just after the half was extended for an untimed down due to a pass interference penalty against Catholic, Shane Brown for Central caught a 5-yard touchdown pass from Max Gassio to cut the halftime deficit to 22-14. And that was the score as the teams went into their locker rooms, or in Catholic's case, at the corner of one of the end zones, since apparently there's not a visiting team's locker room here at the stadium. The second half, once again, is underway and just 2 minutes and 22 seconds left into the second half. Thomas Bow for Catholic caught a 27-yard touchdown pass to stretch the Bears' lead to 29-14, and that's where we stand right now, 8 minutes and 15 seconds left in the third quarter. Once again, the Catholic Bears 29, the Central Wildcats 14. Andrew Greenstein at Wildcat Stadium in Central. Ian, Coach, back to you.
Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it. Let's go to our Enterprise Staffing Metro Game of the Week. Matt Fritcher's at Slidell Covington. Matt, what you got?
With 2 minutes and 53 seconds to go in the ball game, the score is Covington 14, Slidell 6, with a PAT pending. The Lions scored with just 23 seconds to go in the half, a 4-yard touchdown pass from Matthew Fusell to Brayshawn Weary. The PAT was good. The Lions led 14-0 at the break. And as the report came to me, the Slidell Tigers, a 42-yard touchdown pass. Slidell's going for the extra point. As we go, we can go live for a second, and the extra point is up, and it's good. 2:53 to go in the third quarter. The score, Covington 14, Slidell 7. Reporting from Jack Salter Stadium, Matt Fritcher, back to you guys.
Thank you, Matt. Let's go back to the sideline. Jason Joubert is there. Jason, what are you seeing from Edna Carr here in the latter part of this game?
Well, I tell you, the quarterback for Jesuit threw – since I'm standing in center field, the only thing I can consider it was a pop fly to Aiden Hall, an LSU commit for Carr. And he caught that interception, and 3 plays later, Anthony Thomas caught a 23-yard touchdown, brought up Carr to 26-0. The PAT this time was good, and that's why the score right now is currently Carr 27, Jesuit 0. And Jesuit just cannot get anything going on offense. They've just been moving the wrong direction the first 3 plays of this drive after receiving the kickoff. They're negative. Let's see. It is third, and it's got to be a mile at this point. They're deep in their own territory. And, you know, Ian, I'm just not seeing anything on Jesuit productive on offense since that the end of the second quarter.
Yeah, to answer your question, I think it's third down in St. Charles Parish, based on the distance of the marker from the to the line of gain. That's a long way to go. And Edna Carr's defense, for as good as they were in the first half, my goodness, they're playing a great second half.
Yes, sir, they are. So back to you guys in the booth.
Appreciate it, Jason. Jason Joubert on the sideline. Edna Carr leading Jesuit 27-0 here at the Shrine on Airline. One of our callers on the Oakenheart Jewelers Talking text line checks in and says, why not have Jesuit put somebody on a fly pattern, heave the ball downfield where nobody can catch it, but whoever they're trying to throw to don't have to catch it, just spread out this Carr defense. I think they tried to do that
a moment
ago.
They've tried. They just were unable to connect. Jesuit has a receiver, number 8, and that must be their go-to guy. And they tried about 3 times because the ball was in man-to-man. They tried 2 or 3 times to get him to head him by himself with man coverage to the wide side of the field. They were unable to connect.
Let's go ahead and pause for a quick commercial break because we're way up on the break. When we come back, we'll check in with Eric Laborde and Ponchatoula. But before we hit the break, thanks to our friends at Fat Boys Pizza, known for their 30-inch pizzas and massive slices with locations across Greater New Orleans, the LSU campus, and spreading across the Gulf Coast, and Savvy Sliders, the fastest-growing slider brand in America, serving up big flavors in small bites. To set up your fundraiser partnership now, visit eatfatboyspizza.com where there is more to love. Quick break, back after this with more of the Prep Football Roundup, the Manning Family Children's WWL Prep Football Roundup, presented by Acadian Ambulance and Dr. Pepper. Stay with us. It's 8:53 on this Friday night, week 7 of the high school football season. Carly's Jesuit 27-0, just underway in the fourth quarter here. Let's go back to the phone lines. Eric Laborde, St. Paul's at Ponchatoula. Eric, what you have?
Hey, guys, with 2:45 left in the third quarter at St. Paul's 31, Ponchatoula 10. Last time we talked, with about 7 minutes left in the third quarter, St. Paul's had taken over on their own 35 after several penalties. They backed up inside the 5. They punted to midfield. Ponchatoula returned it all the way back to the St. Paul's 11. 2 plays later, Ponchatoula attempted a bubble screen. It was picked up by St. Paul's Dylan Post, and he rumbled 88 yards for an apparent touchdown. However, as St. Paul's was lining up for the extra point, the referees had a conference, and they decided that it was a forward pass. So it was brought all the way back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
they
it.
Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Ponchatoula had to settle for a 36-yard field goal to make it 24-10. St. Paul's just connected Brady Pearson for a 55-yard touchdown pass, and that's where we stand right now. St. Paul's 31, Ponchatoula 10. This is Eric LaBorden, parting from the swamp. Back to you guys.
Thank you, Eric. We appreciate it. Let's go ahead and pause for one last commercial break in our 8 o'clock hour. We're back with more of the Manning Family Children's WWL Prep Football Roundup. After this, the Prep Football Roundup presented by Dr. Pepper. Nothing sweeter than Dr. Pepper in football. It's a pepper thing. And Acadian Ambulance. Visit becomeamedic.com/WWL to learn more and get started on a life-changing career. The Manning Family Children's WWL Prep Football Roundup also brought to you by Shell, the rhythm of the Louisiana, and Enterprise Staffing, the right people right on time. We're back after this break on WWL. All right, we have our first final scores of the evening. We had Brent on the line from Pearl River. We'll check back in with him in just a second, but first let's go to James Hall. He's at the Tioga game. West Ouachita, James, who won, and who's the head winning head coach?
Hey guys, I'm here with Coach Dan Chrisman. 49-7 tonight over the West Ouachita Chiefs, and what was a really dominant and complete victory, probably one of the more complete victories that Tioga has put together this year. Coach, just kind of talk about what you saw tonight. I mean, Kervin did his thing again tonight, but just what you saw overall.
Hey, guys, I thought we were really dynamic on offense as usual, but I was really proud of the defense. You know, the defense came in, they had a good game plan. Coach Muter and his staff did a real good job. So it was overall a real good job by both sides of the ball and special teams. So it was a real good job. I was proud of them. It just builds up. It's just building up. We're kind of a little bit on a roll. So we got through homecoming, and nobody's major injuries or any type. So I'm real happy about that.
Coach Chrisman, Ian Ozan here. Congratulations on the victory. I feel like the last few times we spoke, we focused on the offense, and you mentioned that your defense and special teams had big nights tonight. So let's talk about them for a little bit. Who are some of the big players on the defensive and special teams sides of the ball that were able to make tonight such the success that it was?
I thought our defensive line played really well. And the one that stands out is Champion, Sejavian Champion. He's really stood out. And I thought our Mike linebacker stood out. And so they did an outstanding job. His name is Cohen Henry. I thought I can't say enough about Jackson Tarver coming in, into the box as well. So it was a great, great defensive game plan. And then special teams, well, Kervin Johnson had a touchdown kickoff return. And so it just keeps going. So I'm very pleased with all facets of the game.
And with 3 weeks left in the regular season, playoffs coming up, how do you keep this team focused and not have them look beyond the next game?
Well, one of our point of emphasis, if you will, has been next team up. And right now we got a stretch where we got to go to Peabody, which is tough, and they have a dynamic offense. They put up a lot of points. So they'll get our attention, I can promise you that much. And then Grant, who spreads and throws, and they score a lot of points. So that will get their focus, I can tell you that right now.
Coach Dan Chrisman with the victorious Tioga squad, 49-7 over West Ouachita tonight. Coach Chrisman, congratulations. Enjoy it. We'll talk to you next week, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Have a good night.
Tell you what, Ian, you know, every week we have the Tioga school, and people down here maybe not know about them. But what Coach was talking about tonight, they've been they've been scoring over 40 points a game, most games over 50, but they've been giving up a lot of points. So tonight, to only give up 7 points, if they keep rolling on defense and doing what they've been doing all year on offense, They're going to be a tough out in the second season.
And this is a Tioga squad that's been down for the better part of the last decade. Tioga is one of those teams 20, 30 years ago was a traditional power out of Rapides Parish, on the line between Rapides and Grant Parish, about 10 or so miles outside of Pineville and Alexandria. They've been flying under the radar, but now that they've won seven games in a row, whatever it is, they're not hiding anymore. They can't hide anymore, and I'm wondering how much that pressure is going to wind up rising and how Tioga is going to respond to that pressure now that people know just how good they are and how far they've come just over the course of the last 6-7 weeks.
Well, we're going to find out because two of the next three are on the road.
Yeah.
So we'll find out. But, you know, if they, like I'm saying, now they got the defense. Looks like the defense is straightened out. And then he, you know, coach talked about the special teams. So if all three phases are kicking, they're peaking at the right time.
Let's go to Brent Dufresne. He has the final score at the Lakeshore Pearl River game. Brent, go ahead.
Hey, over here in Pearl River, we got Lakeshore being victorious 42-6. And right now I'm with Coach Brent Indes. Coach, last week with the big game y'all had with Franklinton, what did you have to do to keep your team focused for this week?
I explained to the kids, and I told them after the Franklinton game, it was really similar to the Salmon game in that big wins and big losses, either way, it comes down to how you let that affect you. Because sometimes a big win can affect you in a poor way, just like a big loss can. So I thought we reacted really well, of course, to the Salmon loss, and especially the way we lost it and with the turnovers. But again, I told him, hey, big win against Franklinton, but if we come out here and lay an egg tonight, we don't react to that well. So I thought we reacted to two totally polar opposite situations pretty well.
Coach Lou Valden, congratulations on the win. I mean, you're on the radio as much as I am. Talk about your defense a little bit.
You know, Coach,
Looked like y'all played some defense tonight.
Yes. And I won't lie, these guys are more in our wheelhouse. You know, each year when we go to the, you know, I coach track as well, and when we line up for the 4x1, it's usually us and Pearl River that are fighting it out for last place. So it helps you when these guys are more in our wheelhouse. But we made some big decisions defensively. We haven't really sent many 5 or 6 man pressures up to this point. And I just got with our defensive staff and I said, I know that you're trying to protect our guys on the back end who aren't very fast. I said, by not, you know, forcing them to play much man coverage, I said, but really I think we're doing the opposite because we're just leaving them hanging out there and giving quarterbacks too much time. So tonight we put a lot of pressure on one, got quite a few sacks, forced a turnover on a sack, and we did well on the back end. So I was proud of the way that we, you know, adjusted defensively and showed that we can do a few different things.
Coach Indes, Dion Ozan here, and a couple weeks ago you had a setback. You've rebounded nicely from that. We're entering the final stretch of the season, so what's next for this squad? How do you keep these guys on track as you get ready to make a push for the playoffs?
Well, what's good about what's coming up is we're playing a team that beat us last year, LaRanger, and they've got a lot of those guys back. Probably the best, most physical defensive line in the district, and like I was just telling Brent, probably the first round number one pick in the draft if you're drafting our district in Rylan James, the running back. So we're going to have our hands full with those guys. They have struggled. Their quarterback's been out. Not sure if they're going to get him back. But, you know, it really shocked me when Welsh beat them 12-0 like 2 weeks ago. But then I see that I think LaRonge had 6 turnovers. So, you know, you can't beat anybody, turn the ball over 6 times. So we're going to expect the best effort out of them. One thing I've told the kids, we've got a bit of bullseye on our back right now. And, you know, we saw it tonight. Pearl River came out and, you know, they were nasty and fighting the whole time, even when they were down. So we got to be ready for that every week.
Coach Brent Indes, victorious head coach tonight as his Lakeshore team gets a win at Pearl River. Coach Lou earlier said that you've been on the radio as much as he has. I think you've been on a little bit more than that because back in your day you've done your fair share of radio hosting. So if ever I've got to take a week off, I know who I'm calling.
Oh, you call me, man. I tell you, that is the one thing I missed from my 2 years off in the business world. I missed my radio show. That was Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 every morning. That was a really fun time.
Yeah, and whenever you're ready to come back, we'd love to have you, my friend.
All right, buddy.
All right, Coach Brent Endes, victorious tonight as Lakeshore gets the win over Pearl River.
Another team that's probably getting ready that's peaking at the right time the last 2 weeks. You know, they've been scoring 20, 27, 28, 28. Then last week, 47. This week, 42, and then a shutout. So they're getting, you know, that looks like Lakeshore is another team. We talked about Tioga. Lakeshore is another team that looks like they're getting it together and they're peaking at the right time.
Our game here, the Shrine on Airlines, just gone final. Let's go down to Jason Joubert. He's downstairs with Coach Bryce Brown of Aetna Carr. Go ahead, Jason. Jason left. You haven't seen Jason and Coach Bryce Brown walking off as they're going back to the locker room. Let's go to Joey Brewitt. Joey is at the Bonneville John Arrett game. We got a final score there. Go ahead, Joey.
Oh, thank you, Ian. The Bonneville Bruins have defeated the John Arrett Patriots by a score of 34-14. I'm here with Bonneville head coach Andre Anthony. Coach, impressive game today. I got to say, a couple of penalties I'm sure you like to have back, but hats off to Carl Perkins. Had 3 touchdown passes tonight. He's got your 3rd victory in a row, and that's your 2nd victory in district. You're undefeated in district right now.
Yeah, man, it feels great. I'm so proud of these kids and how they came together. You know, coming into this, man, it's been a while since Bonneville has beaten Eric. I don't know, the last 8 to 10 years, man. So tonight we wanted to just make history. We wanted to show them what the new Bonneville football program is about and what the standard that we have set, man. I'm just so proud of the guys and the way they fought and how they finished the game. I'm so proud of these guys.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win. You know, it looks like you got the Bruins rolling. This is the 2nd week in a row you've had a big win, you know, over East Jeff and now over Arrett. You know, talk a little bit about defensively holding a good Arrett team to 14 points.
It was good. I knew coming in the game that they was going to give us our best. Like I said, I told the defense and the whole team, like, it's been years since, Bonneville has beaten Arrett. So I said, no matter what their record is, they're going to come out here and give us the best game of their life. So my thing is to keep them focused no matter what happened before, anything like that. Is this one game at a time, 1-0, 1-0. I preach that all the time, and then preaching at halftime. Hey, we come out at halftime 0-0. It's about finishing the game, and we finished the game, and I'm so proud of them.
And you've been playing really good defense the last few weeks, too. You know, you give up, you held Kenner Discovery to 7, you shut out East Jeff, and you held Arrett to 14. So, you know, right now, looks like you're scoring a bunch of points on offense. Looks like defensively you're getting it together. You know, you may be a team that's peaking right at the right time, getting ready to go into the second season.
Hey, yes, and that's our goal. I tell the guys, I told them this week, man, we only get better. As the season goes on and towards the end at the half now, it's like I don't want to degress. I want to progress, and we get better and better. And it's shout out to these coaches, man. These coaches really buying in with these kids and getting them ready for the game, and the players buying into what we're trying to implement as coaches. And it's just been good. And I'm a defensive guy. At the end of the day, defense wins championships.
Coach, congratulations on the victory tonight. We'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's go back down to the field. Jason Joubert with Bryce Brown. Jason, go ahead.
Coach Brown and I are actually out in the parking lot now. He's trying to get his team home. Coach Brown, your team played phenomenally tonight. They were on target. I've been talking about them having almost a playoff mentality. You're going up against Warren Easton next week. How can you keep your team this intense, this focused, going against the Warren Easton team after several very large victories?
I think, you know, it shouldn't take a lot to get going for Warren Easton. That's and a city rival. So, you know, we got to stop number 4 and number 7 from running the ball. You know, but how we stay intense is how we practice with a lot of detail and a lot of focus. But, you know, I think tonight I'm really glad the boys that came out here and had a lot of fun. That's a good Jesuit team. And, you know, having limited possessions in the first half and then playing opportunistic defense, getting some turnovers in the second half, really propelled us tonight.
Coach Lou Valden, I know you really have to be happy about – how disciplined your team played. I mean, it was almost a penalty-free ball game. I think the only penalty was y'all jumped offsides on defense one time, and offensively, I don't know if you had any penalties at all.
Yeah, and that's what we talked about in pregame was, you know, playing penalty-free football, which we did, Coach. And I think, you know, when that's a recipe for good football, especially keeps the game flowing and allows everybody to get in the rhythm.
And, Coach, this is your 21st straight win. People know what Edna Carr's about. They know how good this team is. You guys can't fly under the radar now. So with that in mind, how do you keep the expectations up and not let the success get to these guys' heads?
Keep practicing hard, keep playing hard.
Simple as that. Coach Bryce Brown victorious tonight, 41-0. The final score is Edna Carr wins its 21st consecutive game, beating Jesuit in Catholic League play. Coach, we appreciate the time. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hank Brady. Is Hank still on the line, Tim, or did he just drop out? Okay, so, yeah, Hank just texted me. He said, we're interviewing coaches. He had a final score, 35-18. De La Salle beats no, 35-18. De La Salle over Landry. Hank had to go back to his normal duties. Hopefully we'll check in with him later.
De La Salle must have exploded because they were losing that game for a while. But I'm going to tell you what. If Carr plays like they play tonight, they're unbeatable.
So
great on defense, great on offense, move the ball, move the chains, no dead ball penalties. You know, except for maybe the only weak spot I could see was that their kickoff team, they can't kick it deep. Other than that, I mean, they're unbeatable.
Let's go ahead and get back to the phone lines. Matt Fritcher is at our Enterprise Staffing Metro Game of the Week, Slidell at Covington. Matt, what you got?
Hey, guys, our game just went final. The final score of the Covington High School Fighting Lions, 28, the Slidell Tigers, 7. The Slidell had made it close right there at the end of the third quarter in my last report, but at the 11-12 mark of the fourth quarter, Jenk Pump for an 8-yard touchdown run. Jackson Allman's PAT was good. The Lions led 21-7. And just a few minutes later, at the 8:05 mark, a 35-yard run by quarterback keeper Matthew Frisell for 35. Jackson Elements' PAT was good. So the Lions do come back and score twice in the fourth quarter, put the game away. And I'll have Coach Salter with me in just a little while. I'll have call back. But that's the final score here at Jack Salter Stadium on homecoming night. The Covington Fighting Lions, 28, Slidell Tigers, 7. Reporting from Jack Salter Stadium, Matt Fritcher, back to you guys.
Thank you, Matt. Looking forward to hearing from you and Coach Salter in a moment. Andrew Greenstein is at Catholic Central. Go ahead, Andrew.
4 minutes, 51 seconds left in the game, and Catholic has broken it wide open. They lead Central. Listen to the score, folks. 50-21. Now, let me go back to the third quarter. Drew Chamberlain scored on a 32-yard touchdown catch with 4:28 to go in that quarter to put Catholic up 36-14. But on the ensuing kickoff, Shane Brown, looks like we're going to have a long touchdown run for Central. There is going to be a very long run. That's going to close it up to 50-28, pending the extra point. That was about a 90, 95-yard run. I can't see on the scoreboard. I've since moved my way down to the field to get ready to talk with Catholic's head coach at the end of the game. But following the kickoff, Central had it, it looks like, inside their own 10-yard line. I'll get that distance in just a little bit. But earlier, once again, back to the third quarter, Shane Brown returned the ensuing kickoff 90 yards for a touchdown, and that cut Catholic's lead to 36-21. And then in the fourth quarter, Jaden Miles, then, for all intents and purposes, put the game away for Catholic with a 25-yard touchdown run with 8:11 in the fourth. That made it 43-21. Central then turned it over on downs, and Lamont Robinson scored from 11 yards out in the ensuing drive with 4:52 left to stretch Catholic's lead to 50-21. And then just a few seconds ago, we had that long touchdown run. Let me see if I can get the name really quickly, because I like to get the names out. Just to give him, it was Tristan Rose, a junior running back for Central. He closed the gap to 50-28. That's the score right now with 4 minutes and 37 seconds left here at Wildcat Stadium in Central. Ian, Coach, back to you.
Thank you, Andrew. We appreciate it. Let's check in with Eric Labort, St. Paul's at Ponchatoula. He has a winning coach. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, guys. St. Paul's final 45-10 over Ponchatoula on homecoming night here. Coach Kenny, I know y'all took their best shot here early on. You knew it would come out amped up. Looked like a little slow the first two series, but it looked like your team responded very well after that. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, it was a little flip of the script. We usually go slow in the second half, but we really turned it on in the second half. Credit Ponchatoula for first half battling us. But our guys responded the second half with 21 points, and I'm real proud of the effort they gave the second half.
Coach Lou Valda, congratulations on the win. I mean, you look at your district, and, I mean, anyone can beat anyone right now in the North Shore. So any win in this district's got to be big. Next week you go to North Shore. Just talk about what you have to do to keep winning in this district.
You know, North Shore is a non-district game, but they're a really good football team, and watching them on tape all week is going to be a challenge for us. But, you know, you're right. Everybody's good, and, some of the records may not show it, but certainly Ponchatoula had a talented team that had a great plan the first half. Anybody can beat anybody at this point. And, guys are trying to make it to the playoffs and get good seedings when you get to this point in the year. But the key for us is just to take one at a time and focus on that team and make our adjustments and do what we think is going to give us the best opportunity to win.
And you're absolutely right, Coach, especially since you're going to go into the select bracket. You know, it's very important for you to pick up as many of these power points as you can.
Yeah, I don't think there's a bad football team in that bunch over there. So, yeah, we got to get as many as we can.
Coach, congratulations on the victory. We'll talk to you in the next few weeks.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. And with that, we're way up on the break. We'll go ahead and we'll pause for a commercial break. When we come back, we'll be hearing from more head coaches from around the area. Jeff Palermo just walked over from the TV booth. He'll join us to recap our game here. Carr victorious over Jesuit 41-0. We'll pause for a break. We'll come back after this with more of the Manning Family Children's WWL Prep Football Roundup presented by Dr. Pepper and Acadian Ambulance. But before we go to break, thanks to Fat Boys Pizza, known for their 30-inch pizzas and massive slices with locations across greater New Orleans, the LSU campus, and spreading across the Gulf Coast in San Savvy Sliders, the fastest-growing slider brand in America, serving up big flavors in small bites. To set up your fundraiser partnership now, visit eatfatboyspizza.com, where there is more to love. Back with more of the Manning Family Children's WWL Prep Football Roundup, presented by Dr. Pepper and Acadian Ambulance after this. Thank you, Steve St. John. Before we get to Jeff Palermo, who's joining us here in the mobile studio, let's go on the road to the Lafayette area. Lafayette Christian Academy, Notre Dame, a big district matchup there. Brandon Como had the call tonight. Brandon, how'd it go?
It went LCA's way, 41-7. LCA comes into Gardner Memorial Stadium here in Crowley and gets a huge district victory. But not just a huge district victory, but these are the top two teams in the classification, and LCA was able to really dominate. And, you know, it was a game in which LCA stars scored, in the sense of Caden Bellard, the sophomore sensation, had three touchdown runs. You had the quarterback, Braylon Walker, had three touchdown passes. You had the receiver we call Megatron. He had two touchdown receptions. That's Braden Allen. But the defense really did a number on Notre Dame tonight. The defense held the Pios to less than 200 yards of total offense. And really, you know, the Pios offense could do nothing in the second half when they needed to get some scores to try to answer LCA. It really was a complete domination by LCA tonight in all phases of the game. And really, you know, just an incredible victory on the road for the Knights.
So any doubts that we had about LCA after the first couple weeks of the season, those have all been erased.
Oh, absolutely. And, Ian, this team is clicking on all cylinders right now, LCA is. And, you know, LCA coming out of that really grueling schedule in the first half of the season, coming out the better for it. We talked about, on our broadcast that LCA, you know, they were used to playing bigger offensive and defensive lines than they faced tonight. And that has really helped LCA going into district play. And this is a Notre Dame team that's going to make it far in the playoffs, and they're a phenomenal team under Coach Louis Cook. But tonight, LCA was just on another level. And, again, in all phases of the game, LCA really dominated. And Notre Dame also had
a lot of penalties. They had like 8 penalties in the first half, which is very uncharacteristic of a Coach Cook team.
LCA dominant tonight. They beat Notre Dame. They're in the driver's seat in that district, and now they control their own destiny as we get ready for the playoffs. Brandon Como, have a safe trip back from Crowley back home to Lafayette. Brother, give those babies a hug for me, man.
Will do. Thank you so much, Ian.
Hey, Brandon, by the way, while you're here, Jeff Palermo's on headset with us. He says he loves you and he misses you.
I do miss you, Brandon.
Man, it's good to hear you laugh. What's going on, man?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Keep up
good.
The good work with LCA broadcast, Night Vision. Keep it up.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Jeff.
All right.
All right, Brandon. We'll talk to you next week, brother. He is Brandon Como, my longtime broadcast partner in that part of the state. He's handling LCA duties. Jeff Palermo handling duties for Cox Cable and your vision, or your view, I should say. You have the TV call for this game tonight with Etna Carr. Brandon mentioned that Notre Dame had a ton of penalties in their game tonight. We can't say that about this game.
No.
There were, what, maybe 2 flags thrown this evening?
2 flags, very few injuries. I mean, this was – and then you had Jesuit run the 4-corner offense to begin the football game. They let the play clock go all the way down to 2 seconds. I give a lot of credit to Ryan Minnelli. He tried a lot of different things, a lot of weird formations, tried to catch Edna Carr second-guessing themselves. But this Edna Carr team is just too darn good. They are – I mean, been doing this for 20-plus years. Coach Valden, you've been watching high school football in this state for more than that. It's early, in a way, only week 7, but this is the best high school team I've seen. I mean, just on paper, it looks that. And then they come out here tonight, and they handle Jesuit, who's a very solid football team, who's a little banged up, but still a very good team, a very good coach in the Jesuit Blue Jays. And there's just no weakness, absolutely no weakness at all.
Well, you know, I coached the Jesuit, and the secret for Jesuit winning is Jesuit don't beat Jesuit.
Yeah.
And you show up, you play Blue Jay football, and you hope the other team
right.
messes up.
Yeah.
But Jesuit showed up, Jesuit didn't beat Jesuit,
right.
and Carr didn't beat Carr.
No.
I mean, you know, I talked to Bryce after the game. You know, I said, Coach, you know, you play almost a penalty-free football
yeah.
game with that offense and that defense. I mean, you're almost unbeatable. And what makes it tough is they can play man-to-man against anybody.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So how do you run the ball? You know, they walk the safety up in the box.
Yeah.
How do you – I mean, how can you run the ball against, you know, cause defense with 9 guys in the box?
Yeah. No, you can't. The defensive line is so good. I know we didn't really mention Richard Anderson's name tonight, but that's because he's getting doubled and triple teamed, so that opens it up for
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Everybody else. And I mean, again, Jesuit tried what they could do. They did all they could as far. They just don't have the speed. They don't have the physicality to match up. And so when you look down the road, who possibly does? I mean, maybe Catholic High. I mean, Catholic High on a good night could maybe knock these guys off. I don't know if, you know, Alexandria's senior high is good, but I don't think they're as good as they were.
They got beat by West Monroe last week, yeah. So that took some of the shine off of them.
Yeah, that takes a lot of the shine off of them. I mean, John Curtis, we'll see Curtis go up against Carr, but it's
but
still.
Curtis isn't scoring a lot of points.
Yeah, right. And so you got to come out, and this team's averaging 40-plus points a game. You got to come out there and try to, you know, try to put some points on the board, but and I was impressed with John Johnson. I just thought he was – I think he sets the entire mood and tempo of this football team, a three-year starter, and he plays with such composure, and he's in complete control, and it just seems like the whole team feeds off of it. And he came in here, he was serious. There was not – even like watching Edna Carr warming up, it's all businesslike. You know, this is a game that you could – easily just kind of overlook because Edna Carr does have a couple of tough games coming up to finish up the regular season against Curtis and Rummel. But, yeah, they were not messing around here tonight.
They were not. Edna Carr, the best way to describe them is like Ivan Drago in Rocky IV. It's going to take someone to come along to draw the figurative blood and prove they are man, not machine.
Right, right. No, and Trey Garrison running the football. I mean, I thought he was great. And then he comes out, and Jermon Macklin is just as good as him. I mean, that's what it is. And then that offensive line that they have, you look at the height and weights of all those guys. They're all 6'2", 280. Some of them are bigger than that. And it's hard for a high school team to match up against them.
And then we watch, and in the fourth quarter, Carl brings a second-team defense out. Their second-team defensive line could probably start for almost any other team in the Catholic League.
So, Jeff, where are you going to be next week?
Should be a fun one. We'll be over in La Place, St. Charles Catholic, and Belchase.
Ooh, that will be a fun one next week.
And we're interested to see because Belchase has been rolling up tons of points, but they haven't played anyone yet.
Right, I saw it was just kind of sneak peeking the next week. They've only allowed 13 points all year. I don't know what they're doing tonight, but that's – you're only giving up 13.
49-19 with Patterson. So now – St. Charles Catholic was losing a legacy. I don't know if that turned out.
Yeah.
I got to check and see.
Let's quickly get to two winning head coaches that are on the line. First, let's go to Andrew Greenstein, staying with the Louisiana Radio Network connection. Andrew's at the Central Catholic game. Andrew, what you got?
Well, the game just ended a few minutes ago, and Catholic was all over Central, 57-28. Sophomore running back Greg Williams for Catholic, he closed out the scoring with a 70-yard touchdown run with a minute 20 seconds left in the game, and that wrapped it up. So once again, it was Catholic beating Central tonight, 57-28.
Both teams now are 5-2 on the season. Hudson Fuller right now, he is just wrapping up talking with the team. He is leading the team in a prayer right now. So when he is done, he will join me in talking with me and talking with you, Ian. So that is the story right now here at Wildcat Stadium in Central, and it looks like he has just gotten done. So, Coach Fuller, once again, great win for the Catholic Bears. You guys started off strong. You put the pedal to the metal, and you never let up. So what can you, what can you say? What can you tell me about that? Here we go.
Yeah, just really proud of our players and their response, not just tonight, but, you know, the last few weeks. We got a couple, victories with a really small margin, or excuse me, a couple losses with a really small margin of error and some disappointment from that. But these guys did a great job of really learning from it, growing from it, and putting it together tonight. And to me, just a glimmer of their potential.
Coach Fuller, big win tonight. The offense got the job done against a Central team that's looking to repeat a state champion. What's the goal now for your squad for the final 3 weeks of the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, we've got to get better, you know, and that's ultimately the thing that that describes our culture. You know, we're not trying to sustain or maintain a performance, but we're trying to get better and grow each and every day. And so, the challenge of fighting complacency, all those kind of things are what's next for us.
Coach, congratulations on the victory. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. As Catholic Victoria, a big win over Central of Baton Rouge this evening. Let's go to Matt Fritcher at our Enterprise Staffing Metro Game of the Week. Slidell Covington, Matt, what you got?
Hey, I'm with winning coach Greg Salter. Coach Salter, this was the most complete game, in my opinion, that you played all year. 28-7 final. We know your defense is good. They really shut down a high-powered Slidell offense. But your offense played well this week and just a complete game.
Yeah, and we've been playing good defense all year. Our offense has been, you know, opportunistic but inconsistent. You know, we've got some inexperience up front. Those guys are continuing to get better and gel. But the most important thing tonight was we played ahead of the chains. You know, the last few weeks, we really struggled with penalties, some bad snaps here and there, and we're constantly faced with just long yardage situations behind the chains. So playing ahead of the chains was huge for us. It was allowed us to be balanced, but to continue to be aggressive, to eat up the clock and play good defense. So do that, you can have some success.
Coach Salter, congratulations on the win tonight. Three more weeks to go before the playoffs. I'm sure we'll be talking to you a lot between now and then. Enjoy the victory, my friend.
I certainly hope so. Thank y'all.
Thank you, Coach. Let's pause for a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap up this hour and get ready for the final 25 minutes of the show. Before we go, though, Jeff, thank you for joining us, my friend.
Yeah, no problem, guys. Always good seeing you in person.
Good seeing you, too.
See you down the road.
And the rate we're going, we may see you again next week. That may be our best game on the schedule.
And St. Charles Catholic came from behind.
Wow.
Legacy, they should just
build a campus here.
Yeah. They should just – they played, what, two or three Catholic League teams and then St. John's Catholic. So they must be pretty good. No one in Texas will play them, so they're coming over here. The St. John's Catholic end up winning the game 35-31. So you ought to have a heck of a football game next week.
Yes, indeed.
Let's Paul Chase end up winning 57-19.
Okay.
Let's go ahead, pause for a break. We'll come back with more of the Prep Football Roundup, the Manning Family Children's WWL Prep Football Roundup, presented by Dr. Pepper and Acadian Ambulance after this. 55-30. Northwood Shreveport beat Bossier 48-14. Loyola Prep, the Fighting Snoopies, they beat Woodlawn 62-14. North DeSoto all over Southwood 56-0. That was no contest from the get-go. Cecilia, last year's Division II non-select state champions, they beat the alma mater, Beauchamp, 47-14. Poor Gators. Opelousas, 2 years removed from a state title, they whoop Livonia 44-0. Let's see, where else are we going here in the state of Louisiana? Willow, they beat Acadiana Renaissance 37-24, so Willow getting a big win on the road in Youngsville tonight. Franklin Parish beat Peabody 55-14. Wasman beats Grant, basketball score here 73-36. Tioga over West Ouachita, 49-7. Estruma beat Broadmoor, 12-7. Brule beat West Feliciana, 21-13. Plaquemine over St. Michael, 53-21. Unfortunately, St. Michael the Archangel did not defend the Warriors in battle against the Green Devils. Leesville, the Wampus Cats beat DeRidder, 39-14. The Eunice Bobcats doing what the Bobcats do, and that's whoop LaGrange, 38-0 the final there. LaRange over Hannon, 28-7. Lakeshore beat Pearl River, 42-6. St. Thomas More all over Como, 63-10 the final score there. That one was a running clock by the middle of the third quarter. Another running clock game, Turlings over North Vermilion, 49-0. Vanderbilt over Ellender, 41-6. Edward Douglas White over Lutcher, 31-21. St. James, this is from earlier, St. James beat McDonough, 35-40-8. Donaldsonville leading East Feliciana 20-0. That one late in that game. Jules Sumner shuts out Bogalusa 57-0. Richwood over Lake Arthur 28-14. Erath. This is a team we're going to be talking about come the playoffs. The Erath Bobcats have been surprisingly good, and because they're in small-town Vermilion Parish, they get overlooked outside the Acadiana area. They beat Berwick tonight 49-0. This is a team that if they get to the state semifinals, do not be surprised. They've got some talent, small guys, but they got talent, the guys who can play, guys who can run, and guys that'll get down the field quickly.
And so what division?
They are, that's Class 3A. They're playing Division 3 ball.
Okay, so they'll either be Division 2 non-select or Division 3 non-select.
Yeah, they'll be fun to watch. This is a big, I don't know how big of an upset it is considering St. Martinville's down. St. Martinville's a 3A school. They lost to 1A Generette 18-13 tonight. East Beauregard over Bolton 60-6. Buckeye falling to Bunkie 26-7. Marksville beats Caldwell Parish 14-7. Gina, the Giants, they were giant indeed over Vidalia 60-28. Parkview Baptist over Collegiate Baton Rouge 50-0. Another shutout. Livingston over Booker T. Washington 33-0. De La Salle, they come back to beat L.B. Landry 42-18. Jennings over South Beauregard 55-14. Lake Prep over St. Louis Catholic 34-20. That's all the 3A scores. Let's go to 2A quickly. Holy Savior Menard and Avoyelles, they're still in action. Avoyelles winning that game? Avoyelles may have 30 guys on their roster. They're beating Holy Savior Menard 24-16. Martin Luther King Charter, they got the win over Abramson 28-10. Calvary Baptist, oh, Union Parish, how the mighty have fallen. Union Parish shut out tonight by Calvary Baptist 48-0. Coach Sal Formaggio having a rough year over there.
Wow, Union Parish, they were a power a few years ago.
They are, but they lost a lot of kids, and now they're trying to rebuild, trying to get some of that youth, some experience. Darwin Woods beat North Caddo 56-26. Homer over Green Oaks 22-14. Kentwood shutting out Independence 24-0. St. Helena over St. Thomas Aquinas 50-7. Ravel beats Delhi Charter 32-6. Faraday, this is an interesting story. Their field has been condemned. They cannot play a home game for the rest of the year. They have to be Road Warriors, and tonight they did it. They beat Madison 54-12.
Wow.
Faraday's another team that, considering that they're not playing another home game this year, makes them extremely dangerous. Mangum over Oak Grove, 49-28. Lafayette Christian over Notre Dame, 41-7. Lafayette Renaissance beating Welsh, 52-7, the final score in that one. Richwood over Lake Arthur, 28-14. Country Day, they beat Sarah T. Reed, 49-0. Red River over Lakeside, 49-21. Mansfield, they beat Rose Pine, 55-14. Manny beat Winfield, 66-40. Catholic of New Iberia, in an Iberia Parish matchup, beat Delcombe, 49-6. Lorville over Homa Christian, 47-9. Jonesboro Hodge beat DeQuincy, 21-7. East Beauregard all over Bolton, 60-6. Episcopal of Baton Rouge beat Slaughter Community Charter, 30-6. And lastly, in Class 1A, Catholic of Pointe Coupee beats Berkman's, 43-7. Ascension Episcopal beat Vermilion Catholic 35-14. Central Catholic over Centerville 34-13. Arcadia 47. Plain Dealing 0. And let's see, any other big ones of note here? St. Edmund over Sacred Heart 58-36. And I think, West St. John, they fell to Riverside 51-6. That was the final score we were missing.
Yeah.
We didn't hear from our correspondent there, but Riverside getting a big victory tonight. That'll do it for this. And the Dodgers, by the way, win the National League Championship Series. They're going to the World Series. They get the victory tonight 5-1 over Milwaukee to take that series in four straight. That'll do it for tonight's edition of the Manning Family Children's WWL Prep Football Roundup, presented by Dr. Pepper and Acadian Ambulance. Next week, we'll be at St. Charles Catholic, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, that ought to be a heck of a game. I'm looking forward to seeing Belle Chase, you know, because they've been scoring tons of points, playing great defense, but I don't know if they've been challenged yet, you know. And they got some really, really good games coming up. You have Hornville, Destrehan, Shaw, St. Charles Catholic, Curtis, Carr. So, I mean, they have Rummel, Carr. So the last couple of weeks of the season, they're going to have some really good football games.
They certainly will, and we'll be at one of the better ones next week as Bell Chase goes to St. Charles Catholic. By the way, if one final we missed, St. Martin's Episcopal beat Crescent City 49-0. I think the bigger surprise is that Crescent City had enough kids to play a game tonight.
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah.
You know, they one game they couldn't play, they didn't have enough kids, but you know, the kids are going out there, they're competing, and they're playing football. Good for St. John, good for Crescent City.
Yes, indeed. And good for them, and good for everybody else tonight who was able to take the field, who got a win, and good for all of you who were able to join us tonight here at the Shrine on Airline and on WWL. For the Manning Family Children's WWL Prep Football Roundup, presented by Dr. Pepper and Acadian Ambulance. Special thanks to our correspondents, Jason Joubert, Matt Fritcher, Eric Labor, Joey Brewitt, Patrick Hemel, James Hall, Thomas Hemel, Andrew Greenstein, Brent Dufresne, Hank Brady, Scott Tregg, Brandon Como, and Jeff Palermo. Our general manager is Dan Barron, our program director, Diane Newman, news director, Dave Cohen, sports director, Steve Geller, and tonight's producer and engineer was Tim Zimmer. For Coach Lou Valden, I'm Ian Ozan. We will see you back here next week for the Week 8 edition of the Manning Family Children's WWL Prep Football Roundup, presented by Dr. Pepper and Acadian Ambulance. Good night, everybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.